at the end of John 3, the disciples of John the Baptist have become slightly uneasy about the growing acclaim about John the Baptist's younger cousin, Jesus of Nazareth. And they bring these reports, and they say that he is baptizing. We have a clarification later that it wasn't Jesus personally who was baptizing, it was his disciples. But these disciples of John the Baptist had enjoyed the experience of John baptizing and everyone clamoring and flocking to the ministry of John. Now they report in John 3:26 that he is baptizing and all are coming to him. In the next verse, John says, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. Now, we could extract that verse from the context and make much of it. This is why we mustn't grieve as Asaph grieved in Psalm 73, when we see the wicked prospering, or when we see bad works apparently rewarded in a fallen world. John articulates the principle, you need to relax. No one, good or bad, is going to receive anything without the approval and the control even of heaven. So this is nothing to be distressed over. But then he reminds them, remember what I've been saying all along. I'm not the Christ. I'm not the Messiah. I've come to introduce someone else. And this someone else is the one whose ministry is increasing. This Jesus whom I baptized, he must increase, but I must decrease. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Join us, if you can, at rampartpublications.com.